do you think of what happened the last time you guys played New England spurred the type of change that you guys have right now with the team?
You know, I can't really answer that question, to be honest. It's a front office question, but going forward with New England, I think, you know, we want to go out there and put together a better game plan, perform better. We kind of have a sour taste in our mouth as far as how we played when we went out there for playoffs, and we just need to, get better and get prepared this week.
What are the things that you guys feel like you figured out offensively as far as when you look back to the beginning of the season to now going into New England that's going to, make you guys learn better? What do you feel like you figured out about yourselves as an offense going into New England?
I think just, the more experiences you get, you find out what your strengths are, and I think we just try to stick to that. And we've been running the ball well, and that's going to be our thing, is establish ourselves in the running game and just complement with a good passing game. And if we can be consistent and find a rhythm like we did last week, that's when we're at the best. And we just got to find, whatever we can do to get back into that rhythm against New England, which is going to be tough, but, we got to find a way and just keep that going.
Can you describe how important it is that you guys are going in there as a more balanced team? Obviously, you guys were so run-oriented, but now you're more dual threat. Can you describe what the significance of that against this type of team?
Yeah. In this league, you got to be balanced because defenses are too fast, too smart, too quick to do one or the other. And I think if we're able to run the football, they got to put eight guys in the box, so they got to be ready for the run, and that just opens up the passing game and vice versa. And I really think, see you, Wills. I'm talking you up right now.
Hey, got a minute?
So obviously balance is key, just to, so they can't key on what we're doing well at that time.
How many? I don't know how much of the cut-ups you've had an opportunity to look at already, but
one was it? I can tell you that much.
Well, let's leave it alone. Okay, so the Patriots' defense, the adjustments that they were able to make on the Bills last week. Yep. What do you think about just this defense and the adjustments that they're able to make, and also how opportunistic they are?
Well, that's what they're best at. Coach Belichick and that defense. You go in halftime, they find ways to stop you or stop what you're best at. And we got to find other ways to be successful. If we're getting stops in a certain package in the run game, pass game, we got to find something else that's going to be successful. And it's going to be a chess game with these guys because they are, a great team and probably one of the best teams right now as far as consistency and winning football games. So it's going to be a challenge for us, and we got to find a way, like I said again, to find that rhythm just for 60 minutes.
Does this game, a game like this, motivate you to be at your best? Because this is the marquee game for the week. We've been talking about it since Monday. Right after the Patriots game, Belichick said that he was thinking about this game 20 minutes after that game. You guys have had some drops on offense with the receivers and stuff like that. How does a marquee matchup like this personally inspire you to be at your best when everyone's watching?
Oh, it brings the best out of you. And I think, having guys like Peyton, Keith Brookins, Willis, they all know that you got to play your best, and that starts the preparation this week in practice, doing everything right so you can carry over to the game. And I think we understand, it's just another game, but it's a big game. And New England, again, is one of the best teams, if not the best. So we have a test, and you got to play your best if you want to, compete versus a team like this.
How much does the confidence of what you guys were able to do last week carry over?
Oh, it's huge. That's the thing. You just got to, carry what we did last week onto this week. And really what I thought over, the span of 4 weeks was last week the preparation was at another level than it has been all season, just because, we were so hungry for that win in a division game versus Oakland. And we knew that we had to get some things corrected because we had some mental errors. We had, drops. We had just mistakes overall that we needed to be better at, and that preparation really set a tone for us last week, and we're trying to do the same thing this week.
How much motivation do you draw from the last trip to Foxborough? Is that something guys are talking about?
It hasn't been a conversation lately. I think we all know what happened. It's in the back of our mind, and we understand that somewhat of an embarrassment, as far as our performance and what we did. And we want to go out there and play a lot better and know that if we want to be a championship team, we got to play our best versus a championship team like New England. So that's our mindset right now.
Eric, will you be able to get away from watching film enough tonight to watch the debate? Were you interested in that at all?
I'll probably devote or TVote, I mean. Not devote. Watch a few things. You know, that's not my priority, but I'll get a few minutes of it.
What would a win against this team say about yourselves, or what are you looking to find out about, you know, yourselves as a team with this, with the victory?
Well, I think we're still trying to create an identity as far as, you know, what kind of team we want to be. And to be a championship team, you have to string wins together, and we have not done that yet this season. So I think for us to go into Foxborough, which is, again, one of the toughest places to play, we got to show up and really set a tone of who we want to be this year.
Is there anything that you personally did too to just work on, you know, obviously you and DT and some of the receivers that had, there was a game before the last that you guys had the drops. Anything that you did to, you know, go over that more to just, because I know that burned you, that one game.
It just comes down to focus and watch the ball the way in. I think, you know, you get on the jug machine more, you just get individual more with Peyton, just get comfortable with it and just build confidence. And it comes down again to the rhythm thing. Once you get into the game, you catch a few passes, you got that confidence. And that's what this game is about, is playing with confidence and really, you know, trusting yourself and for receivers being in the right spot, knowing Peyton's going to put it on you.
Has Cobb given you guys any insight yet? Have you tabbed him for any inside blueprint Belichick secrets?
Yeah, he's been there for a long time and had a lot of success there. I think he knows, you know, them better than anybody. So whatever he can provide as a resource, we're going to get anything out of him.
So you will try?
We'll try, yeah.
Eric, you talked about last week practice great. Do you guys come out this week and say, hey, remember how great practice was last week?
Definitely, you know, because once you win a game, you know, you can sometimes get a little lackadaisical, and that's something we're trying to stay away from, is that we've got to keep that focus this week and know that preparation is what, you know, wins you ball games and eliminates mistakes. So that has been a conversation we had today, and it will be a continued conversation we have throughout the week.
So far, so good.
Eric, when you were starting to throw with Peyton like back in March, April, at the high schools by yourself, and was the snapping with JD as a big part of that as timing with you and Peyton? Is that all part of that process?
Yeah, I think more for Peyton, just on, you know, get the snap, just get the feel for it, and, you know, get his steps. As far as receivers, you know, it doesn't matter who's under center, you got to watch the ball and go off the ball. So that won't be a big difference for us.
As an offense, do you feel fortunate to have a guy with pedigree like Copen to be able to step in when it's
definitely, JD? Definitely do. Just because, you know, in this league, you always got a couple guys that might go down a season. You got to have some quality backups, and he's definitely a quality backup who's, again, won a lot of games and has some great experience. So to have him around is just going to make us better.
So, I mean, we jumped in a little bit late. I don't know if they asked you this, but obviously a lot of pups running this game being Manning versus Brady. How much of that do you really pay attention to? I know Tammy mentioned he's like, for us, it doesn't really even matter.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it, so none, to be honest with you.
Doesn't, like, even interest you necessarily as a player?
No, because we got too much other stuff to focus on. And that's, you know, that's something that a lot of people are interested in just because it's the two of the best quarterbacks in this league. And at the same time, though, you know, we have our focus and what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, it's all exterior.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, man.